Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. The ICC has given Trent Bridge an official warning after completing its review of the poor pitch the venue prepared for the first test between England and India. ICC match referee David Boone rated the pitch as poor immediately following the drawn test, and in line with the ICC pitch monitoring process, they've decided the pitch prepared was of an unacceptable standard. Ben Cutting, Nathan Lyon, Mitchell Marsh and Kane Richardson have been included in Australia's 14-man one-day international squad, which will tour Zimbabwe later this month. The four-time World Cup winners will play in a tri-series which also includes South Africa, with a final on the 6th of September. Australia will play both sides twice before the final, and the tour is the start of a busy period as they build up to the 2015 World Cup, which they co-host with New Zealand. The squad in full then, Michael Clarke, captain, George Bailey, who is the vice-captain, Ben Cutting, James Faulkner, Aaron Finch, Brad Haddin, Mitchell Johnson, Nathan Lyon, Mitchell Marsh, Glenn Maxwell, Kane Richardson, Steve Smith, Mitchell Starc and Shane Watson. England women have named Heather Knight as their new vice-captain ahead of summer series against India and South Africa, for which they've recalled fit-again fast bowler Catherine Brunt. England host India for one test and three one-day internationals before South Africa arrive for three 2020 internationals. Brunt has been out of action since January with a back injury. She's in both the ODI and 2020 squads, and there's a further boost for their bowling, with Natasha Farrant also returning from injury to take her place in the 2020 squad. The National Cricket Stadium in Grenada will host an England test match for the first time when the second of three tests against the West Indies is played there in April. England will also take on the West Indies at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua and the Kensington Oval in Barbados. And speaking figuratively, staying in the West Indies, the Jamaica Tallowers join the Trinidad and Tobago Red Steel at the top of the Caribbean Premier League table by beating the Barbados Tridents last night before the St. Lucia Zooks finally won their first game of the season. Jamaica beat Barbados by 19 runs to open up a four-point gap between the two leaders and Barbados before St. Lucia beat the Antigua Hawksbills, who remain winless, by 5 wickets on the Duckworth-Lewis method.